all, I was accompanied by my party colleague, who's a councillor in there, Patricia Loke, and we heard firsthand, both from the staff and the residents, a lot of whom are vulnerable residents, and just hearing firsthand their experience of the violence the night before. And I have to say my heart goes out to them because, as I said, these are vulnerable people and they're living in fear. They're looking out at this and they don't want it. And I would like to appeal, particularly to those young people who are involved in this violence, to just reflect on the knock-on effect it has on these people. And, I mean, they have to consider as well, if they end up with a criminal record, well, that has consequences then for travel and for their employability. So I would appeal to them to please reflect on their actions and calling them to stop it immediately.
And indeed, we know there are 9 people appearing in court today, one of them 14 years of age. So these are very young people and people who perhaps are being led astray, being influenced by others in a way that, as you said, is going to potentially have very long-term consequences for them.
Absolutely. I mean, for a 14-year-old to be appearing in court, quite clearly there has to be people in the background who are manipulating these young people and who have no regard for the future of these young people. And I'd also use this opportunity to appeal to them to reflect on their actions and to stop it immediately.
You have said that whatever has happened over the coming days, it's not going to affect or stymie or derail the very good work that's going on in communities in Derry City, in that area, around Naylor's Row, around St Cullum's Wells, around Bishop Street.
Absolutely. And I mean, as Mayor, I'm out and about, I'm across the city and district, I'm seeing the fantastic work that's going on, building bridges between the two communities, particularly in Derry City, between residents of the Bogside and the Fountain Estate. And that work, I mean, has to be recognised. And I pay tribute to those workers who are involved in that type of work day and daily, and long may it continue into the future. And I know that speaking to people like that, the passion they have for their community work, that they're not going to allow these people who are sending out young people to become involved in this type of activity, they're not going to allow that to stop their efforts, and I wish them well in the future.